sometimes some places we get there and everything is sort of falls into place, and some places are a little more scattered. And this particular route, the Jagannath route, is a little bit huge, actually, because the road is so large, and the amount of people on the road, and the amount of different things going on. But here at Jagannath Balava Gardens, Ramananda Roy was asked to reside by the king, Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And these gardens were really beautiful at that time. So Ramananda Roy, when Lord Chaitanya, he went to South India, before he went, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him that there was one person he should really meet. This man, he said, is a very, very, very experienced devotee. He's also the governor of Madras. He's a very highly placed political man, but he's extremely devotional. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I used to laugh at him in my old days because I was very impersonally inclined and I didn't understand his greatness. But now I do. So I would seriously recommend that you meet this Ramananda Roy when you go to South India. So this was one of the primary reasons that Lord Chaitanya went. When he got to Madras, he met at the bank of the Godavari, he was taking his bath, and he met Ramananda Roy, and they immediately recognized each other. Because Ramananda Roy, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, is we accept there are differences of opinions, but we personally accept that Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Devi. So Lord Chaitanya, because of his inner desire to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani's love of Krishna, very much needed the help of somebody who was very confident, and Ramananda Roy was that person. So Lord Chaitanya began very sweet discussions with Ramananda Roy by asking him, what is the purpose, what is the goal of life? And what is the greatest thing? And Ramananda Roy began, and he began from a certain point, that Vanashram is very important, to do your duty in this world is very important. And Lord Chaitanya said, that is external, can you go any further? So he continued on, and he said that fruitive activities, devotional activities without any desire for results is the perfection. And Lord Chaitanya said, that also is external. Can you go any further? And so Ramananda Roy continued speaking, going higher and higher and higher, until he left the obligations and duties of this world and entered into the different qualities of relationships available with Krishna and his devotees. And his topics went, you could say, either deeper and deeper or higher and higher, until he reached the topmost position. Saradhya, see if you can make yourself comfortable. And when he came to the topmost position, which was the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya even asked him, can you go even higher than this? And he said, my Lord, there isn't anything higher than this. And he said, if you can go higher, please tell me what is beyond this. So then Ramananda Roy, he sang a song of his own composition, which described the mood of relating between Radha and Krishna, when Radha and Krishna are together, but they still feel separation from each other. That they're side by side, but in the intensity of their affection for one another, they feel also some distance. And he spoke on this subject and more. Then Lord Chaitanya said to him, I don't want to ever be separate from you. Please come back to Jagannath Puri and stay with me. So Ramananda Roy agreed, and he approached the king, and the king gave him permission to leave his government post and come back and resign and live with a healthy pension here in Jagannath Puri. Meanwhile, here in Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had been approached by the king while Lord Chaitanya was away. And the king, who lived in Cuttack, was very anxious to meet Lord Chaitanya. So he said to Sarvabhauma, please arrange a meeting for me. And Sarvabhauma said, first of all, I cannot arrange a meeting for you because the Lord has gone to South India. And the king said, how did you let him go? And Sarvabhauma said, Well, I tried everything, but he is the independent Lord. So he went. And then he said, when he comes back, will you arrange a meeting for me? And Sarvabhauma said, that will be very, very difficult. Because he's playing the part of a very strict sannyasi, a renunciant. And he doesn't want to meet with any materialistic people. And a king is the most materialistic person of all. So then the king was very morose. And Sarvabhauma said, but I will make an effort on your behalf. So when Ramananda Roy returned to Jagannath Puri to live here, the king approached Ramananda Roy and told him, you have my blessings to serve Lord Chaitanya and do whatever you wish. And please reside here at Jagannath Balava Gardens. But I have one request. Can you please arrange a meeting for me with Lord Chaitanya? And Ramananda Roy said, I do not know if it is possible, but I will do everything in my power to arrange. So he approached Lord Chaitanya and he spoke very highly about the king, telling how the king had actually given him a pension and done so many things to facilitate his meeting with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya became pleased with the king for his service to Ramananda Roy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also approached Lord Chaitanya. But when he approached Lord Chaitanya said, I don't mind if the king comes here to meet me, but I will leave Jagannath Puri immediately. So he said very adamantly to Sarvabhauma, no, I will not see the king. So Sarvabhauma went back to the king and told him this. With Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya was a little more liberal, but he still did not agree to see the king. So they went and told the king, and Sarvabhauma had an idea. And he said, when Rath Yatra comes, you should come in ordinary clothes, and I will arrange that you can meet Lord Chaitanya. So the king was somewhat pacified. But then in May, June, the month of Jyestha, it is said that that is the birthday of Lord Jagannath. So we would say, well, if Lord Jagannath is Krishna and his birthday is Janmashtami, how can his birthday be at this time? So the answer is that at that particular time is when Lord Jagannath appeared in that form, which is called Mahabhav Prakash, when he was in this very deep emotional sentiment that caused him to appear in this very extraordinary way. So on that particular day is the Snani Yatra. And the deities of Lord Jagannath are brought up to a platform which we didn't actually stop to observe, but on the way back past the temple you can see on the other side of the gate there's a platform, and there's like, looks like three fruits. It looks kind of funny. There's like drawn and painted three, looks like three coconuts or something painted in yellow. So that platform up there is the Snan Vedi, where the deities are brought and they're bathed. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he came and he watched this bathing ceremony. And at that time, this is when Lord Chaitanya knows that Lord Jagannath will not appear for 2 weeks in the temple. Lord Chaitanya, feeling so much separation from Lord Jagannath, he leaves for Alalanath. So when he goes to that place, then soon after that, the Bengali Vaishnavas arrive from Bengal. And when they came, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the king up to the roof of his palace and he pointed out all the devotee associates of Lord Chaitanya for the first time coming. He said, there is Advaita Acharya, there is Srivas Pandit, and here is Gadadhar Pandit, and there is Haridas Thakur, and so many other Vaishnavas. And the king said, why is it that they are all going past the Jagannath temple, they're not going to go in and pay their respects to Lord Jagannath, but they're going straight towards the Gambira. And he said also, why is it that they haven't taken their bath and shaved their heads and done all the appropriate things for pilgrims when they come to a pilgrimage place? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he replied, saying that their love for Lord Chaitanya was so predominant that they didn't follow any of these rules. They simply wanted to go and see him. He said, the body is like a chariot, but the heart is like a charioteer. So where the heart wants to go, the body also follows. So the king, when he saw these devotees, again his desire to meet Lord Chaitanya became very, very prominent. And again he began to think, how can I meet him? How can I meet the Lord? And while he was thinking like this, he approached Lord Nityananda, or Lord Nityananda was informed that the king decided, if Jagai and Madai can be saved, and they were so wretched, and here I am, I'm a pure Vaishnava king, and I'm the only person who can't see Lord Chaitanya, then I no longer want to be a king. I will renounce my kingdom and become a beggar. So when Lord Nityananda heard this, he immediately brought this news to Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya still, he was reluctant to meet the king. He said at one point, I will meet this king if Damodar, one of his followers who was very, very strict on rules and regulations, he said, if Damodar gives permission, I will meet the king. And then he said to Lord Nityananda, oh, I suppose you want me to go immediately to Cuttack to meet the king. And Srila Prabhupada points out that actually the inner mood of Lord Chaitanya was that he was already very pleased with the king, and he was actually prepared to go to Cuttack and meet the king. But for external reasons, he was presenting himself in this way. So then again, the king did not meet with the Lord, but the Lord suggested that first of all, Nityananda Prabhu said, send him a cloth. If you send him your outer cloth, he will worship that cloth and he will feel as if he has met you. So an outer cloth of Lord Chaitanya was prepared and sent to the king. But the king was still not satisfied. And so then Lord Chaitanya said, first of all, bring me his son, because the son and the father are the same. And the son, the prince, was brought to meet Lord Chaitanya, and he was very, very, very beautiful and dark complexioned. And Lord Chaitanya took the boy and he embraced him. And by embracing that boy, he became immediately a very exalted devotee. And he returned to his father, and his father, when he embraced him, he felt that he was actually embracing Lord Chaitanya himself. So the suspense in the mind of the king was very great. And when Rathayatra time came, the king, as his father, he took the golden-handled broom, and he swept in front of Lord Jagannath. And when Lord Chaitanya saw his attitude of humility, he became very, very mercifully disposed towards him. So then when the Rathayatra began, Lord Chaitanya had 7 different kirtan parties. First of all, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, one at the back, one at the front, and one on each side. But then there were 3 independent parties, which were different villages that had come with a large party of singers. And so Lord Chaitanya incorporated them as well, and there were 7 different kirtan parties. And Lord Chaitanya himself danced in the front. And unbeknown to any of those personalities, they all saw that Lord Chaitanya then chose to dance in their party. And none of them realized that actually simultaneously he was dancing in all 7 kirtan parties at the same time. And the only 2 people who were actually able to witness this miraculous activity was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Prataparudra. He was given this blessing, this mercy, that he could actually see how Lord Chaitanya was acting. So Maharaj Prataparudra, when Lord Chaitanya would dance, all the kirtan parties would come together and Lord Chaitanya would dance in the center, and they would form 3 circular lines around, the circles around. The first circle was Lord Nityananda, and he would stand there. Then Govinda and other servants of Lord Chaitanya would form the second one with Kashishwar Pandit. And the third one, Maharaj Prataparudra and his men would form a circle around so that nobody could interrupt the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. And at that time also, Lord Chaitanya became pleased with the king. And one time, he was standing watching the dancing, and Srivas Thakur was standing in front of the king. So Harishchandra, who was the king's bodyguard, he tapped Srivas Thakur on the shoulder to get him to move because the king was standing there. But Srivas Thakur was completely absorbed in the dancing of Lord Chaitanya, so he didn't pay any attention. So then Harishchandra again, he tapped him on the back, as we can imagine Indian tapping on the back, and he still didn't move. And finally he tapped him many times, and finally Srivas Thakur turned around and slapped him. And then the police officer, he was becoming very offended, and he was about to chastise Srivas for being so impudent. And the king stopped him and said, you are actually very, very fortunate because you have just received the mercy of Srivas Thakur, an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. Then the king, while the dancing was going on, Lord Chaitanya was dancing here and there. Now he was dancing and running and crying and tears were coming from his eyes and he was moving in different ways. And the king was standing there watching and Lord Chaitanya, dancing and dancing and dancing, he fell down right in front of the king. So the king went to pick him up and help him. And Lord Chaitanya opened his eyes and thought and said loudly, "Oh no, I have fallen at the feet of a materialistic person." And all the devotees, then he jumped up, and it appeared as though he was displeased with the king again. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya assured the king, "This is not a sign of his displeasure. He has given you this intimate association with him, but to instruct ordinary people that they should not associate freely with materialistic people. Externally, he's presenting that you are like a worldly person. He doesn't want to see you." So the king, in many ways, he was pacified and encouraged until Lord Chaitanya came here to the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. And then after dancing and dancing, all the devotees came and they all lay down in these gardens after honoring Prasad. Then Sarvabhauma wanted to execute his plan. So he assured the king, "Change your cloth. Come looking as an ordinary Vaishnava, just in white dhoti and white kurta, and come and where Lord Chaitanya is lying, you go there and you gently massage the Lord's lotus feet and you sing these beautiful songs, songs of the gopis from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You sing these beautiful songs to Lord Chaitanya and he will embrace you and be very happy to see you." So the king followed this very carefully. And he came here, he massaged Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet very, very, with deep, deep loving devotion. For in fact, he had met with so many obstructions to actually getting darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And then he began to sing these verses. And the most one that we're most familiar with, that Srila Prabhupada also used to like to sing, is Travakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibir Iditam Kalmasapaham Shravanam Mangalam Srimadatatam Buri Grinanti Ne Buri Dajanaha. So this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada, he purports in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita very thoroughly. And when Lord Chaitanya heard these beautiful songs sung previously by the gopis in Vrindavan, he came to his senses and he began crying and crying. And he embraced the king and said, "Who are you? Thank you so much for coming and singing these beautiful songs to me." And the king, he had no need to actually say who he was. But Lord Chaitanya actually acted as though he did not actually know that this was the king himself. But Lord Chaitanya, from that time on, he became extremely mercifully disposed towards the king. Another pastime here has to do with Ramananda Roy, that when he was living here, one day one devotee, his name was Pradyumna Mishra Brahmachari, he came to Lord Chaitanya and he said, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, I want to hear more Krishna Katha. I want to hear more and more about Krishna. Please, if you could tell me anything." And Lord Chaitanya said, "I know nothing about Krishna. The person who taught me about Krishna is Srila Ramananda Roy. You should go here and you should go to the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens and meet him and he will teach you all about Krishna." So following the order of Lord Chaitanya, Pradyumna Mishra, he came here and he came into the front area and he met the servant of Ramananda Roy, who told him that my master Ramananda Roy, he's busy at this time, but you please sit here in this nice comfortable room and take some refreshment and you can wait and very shortly he'll be with you. So Pradyumna Mishra, in a kind of a friendly way, he began to speak to the servant. And interested to know more about Ramananda Roy, he asked him, "What is your master doing at the present time?" And then the servant replied. He said, "Ramananda Roy, Sri Ramananda Roy, has written a very beautiful play. And at the present moment, he has two very, very young girls who are being prepared to dance this natak, this play, for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. And he has taken them out into the garden to a secluded place, these two beautiful young girls. And he is teaching them all the nuances of how to dance and perform this beautiful drama for Lord Jagannath. And then he went on to say that after the dance, then Ramananda Roy, he will bathe those beautiful girls and he will clean their bodies completely and he will teach them so many other things. So Pradyumna Misra became a little shocked and he was thinking, what is this? This respected Vaishnava, and he's associating in such an intimate way with these young girls. So his mind became just a little bit disturbed. So he waited for some time and Srila Ramananda Roy came. But it was already late in the day. So they offered respects to each other and Pradyumna Misra left. Then he returned because he had a little doubt in his mind. He returned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could understand the mood of Pradyumna Misra. And he asked him, did you meet with Ramananda Roy? And he said, no, he was a little busy. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what it was that Ramananda Roy was doing. And then Lord Chaitanya spoke to Pradyumna Misra to clear his misunderstanding. And he said, Srila Ramananda Roy is such an exalted Vaishnava. He said, for me, even if I was to see a wooden form of a woman, my mind would change. There would be some transformation in my mind. But Srila Ramananda Roy is completely free of any such emotional experience. He explained that Ramananda Roy is completely situated, totally situated in his mood as an assistant of Srimati Radharani, which means that he is in the mood that he himself is a woman. He thinks of himself in his form as a gopi. And so when he is bathing and dressing these girls and decorating them to perform for Lord Jagannath, he does not think in the mood that a man would be thinking. Rather, he is thinking that he is serving and preparing them for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. He said nobody can understand Ramananda Roy's exalted position and nobody can imitate him. So then Pradyumna Misra, he felt a little bit ashamed of what he had been thinking, his misunderstanding. And he returned here. Lord Chaitanya told him also, return and meet again with Ramananda Roy. So he came early in the morning the next day and Ramananda Roy had nothing on his agenda for that day. So Pradyumna Misra offered his obeisances to him and said to him, I want to hear about Krishna from you. So Ramananda Roy said, what do you want to hear? He said, I want to hear what you taught Lord Chaitanya when he met you in South India on the bank of the Godavari River. I want to hear what you spoke to him. So Ramananda Roy said, I am your servant. I will speak as I am obliged to speak by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya. It is not me speaking. It is Lord Chaitanya, like someone plays an instrument. He is speaking through me. So I will speak on his behalf. So they spoke and spoke and spoke the pastimes of Krishna throughout the whole day, and well into the evening they were still together and speaking. Until suddenly the servant came and said, my lord, it is now getting quite late. So then Pradyumna Misra, he offered his obeisances to Ramananda Roy and he returned to his dwelling. So this is an interesting pastime because we hear, if we read the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, how Junior Haridas, Chota Haridas, he did something so innocent. He went to beg rice from an elderly lady. And Lord Chaitanya used him as an example of somebody who had done something so highly inappropriate, male-female dealings, so inappropriate that he banished him from his association. He was so strict with Chota Haridas. And here, inconceivably, he is encouraging Pradyumna Misra. You should understand that Ramananda Roy, in his dealings with these young Devi Dasis, whom he is training to dance for Lord Jagannath, and then dressing and decorating them, and then sending them home in carriages that are completely covered, so no man can see them. Only he can see them, and then Lord Jagannath can see them. He is completely pure, and his example is accepted by me. So there is something very deep to understand here, that when somebody is in that mood, in that inner mood, is transcendentally pure, then the activities externally, they don't bear the same semblance as if somebody is not. So Ramananda Roy, he is glorified for these pastimes here. Now I think we should keep moving from here until we get to the Gundicha area, and then we can speak more about Rathyatra in particular. So.